Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. We want to thank God again for the opportunity given us all to be in His presence this afternoon. Just take a minute and pray. Commit yourself into the hands of a living God. Pray that God would begin to minister to you in a very unique way. He knows us by name, and He knows what we go through every minute without even saying it. Pray that what you will hear this afternoon will be that which would transform your life in a very positive way. And thank God for the space that we have here. Our Father and our God, we thank you because we know that you are able to do far more exceedingly abundantly and above that which we can think or dream of. We pray that this afternoon you call us by name, speak to us, teach us, and help us to learn something that will help us. We cancel anything that is not of you, and we pray that your presence will be with us. Have your own way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
This afternoon, we're speaking on a theme titled, The Power of Your Tongue. I'm sure you have not paid much attention to your tongue, but your tongue has a power that can change a lot of things for you. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it states, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Again, good afternoon, Hilltop Church family. For wherever you are joining us from, either home, work, on the road, or maybe doctor's office. Thank you for being part of this moment of our worship and reflection. As I did mention earlier on, our theme is the power of your tongue. And the Bible says that death and life are in its power. That means your words are not ordinary. I just want you to know that your words, they are not ordinary. They are spiritual. They are spiritual tools that can shape the reality of life and your own reality. The same mouth that can bless can also be destroyed. The same lips that can pray and call the name of the Lord can also curse. God is reminding us to choose life today, because if we choose life with our tongue, we are going to reap the grace of God. Many years ago, when I was growing up, I was a quiet boy. I wasn't even too sure of myself. In class, I'll be the last person to raise my voice, even to answer a question, because I have to weigh my words to be sure whether I was going to respond to the teacher was the right thing. Years later, a mentor looked at me and told me, David, there is healing and grace in your tongue. And I took it to heart, and that is me today. Words are powerful. They carry energy, influence, and even gives us direction. Think about some of the happiest or even some painful memories in your own life. And it's all tied to what someone said to you one day. Our words are not just sounds in the air. And I want to tell you, you in particular listening, your words are not just sounds. They are spiritual currents that move through time and space. They carry the power to stir hearts, build faith, and sets in motion. It has the ability to shape even thoughts of men, our words. It shifts atmosphere and it changes destiny because of our tongue. And they carry directions because every word we speak points to our lives somewhere. When you speak, you are steering the course of your life, your family, your faith community, friend. Your tongue is the compass of your future. I mean it. It's like a GPS. When you speak in anger and you stir conflict, you know what would happen because your tongue spoke it. So I urge each and everyone here this afternoon, speak faith. Don't wait till you see those things before you say it. Speak faith, because faith is calling things that do not exist as though they were. And you release miracles as you speak faith. Yes. When you speak faith, you release miracles. You bring things that do not exist in the physical realms into existence because of your words. You don't just speak it, but back it with faith. You see the emphasis I'm saying here. Back it with faith. And when you do that, you will see miracles. When you speak doubt, it will happen because you don't even believe it. And you plant delay will follow you. I want to encourage each and everyone, much as possible, to speak hope. Look into somebody and tell him, I am hopeful for you. Like somebody looked at me and said, healing and grace is on my tongue. And that is where I am today. Speak to somebody. Call forth restoration. Use your tongue as a change maker. For every word becomes a seed. Yes. It is seeds that grows up to become a full fruit. So words that we speak, they are seeds. You may not see it, but you will reap it. And every seed produces a harvest. So your seeds that you are sowing will produce a harvest. That's why the Bible says, you shall eat the good fruit of your lips. You shall eat the good fruit of your lips. But the question here is, what kind of fruit are your words growing today in your life, in the life of people around you? What kind of seeds are you sowing? Bitterness, doubt, gossip, or what? Friend, remember this. Your tongue is a tool, not a toy. Don't play with your tongue, because your tongue is a tool. Use it to create. Use the tongue to create something better for you, not to crush people's destiny. We use our mouth to curse people because we are angry. Don't use your tongue to crush somebody's destiny. Use your tongue to build bridges. Build bridges.
Amen.
Walk away from things that will be division of walls among siblings, among family. Use your tongue wisely. When your words align with God's word, even mountains will be moved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mountains, they will move. They will disappear because you use your words wisely. Someone one day told me, you can do it, and it changed your confidence. Someone else might have said to you, you are not good enough. We've heard it over and over again. We're not good enough. And it took years for those who heard those words to come out of that situation. I don't know who is sowing bad things into your life, but I want to speak positive things to you this afternoon. And remember these things that I'm sharing with you, because it is your life. According to James chapter 3, verse 5, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it takes and make great boast. Just look at your arm. Look at your legs. Look at your belly. and look at even your head. It's not the size of your tongue. The tongue is just so little. Little. Just small thing in your mouth. But this tongue makes great boost. Consider what a great forest it can set even a fire like a spark because of what the mouth said. A careless word can burn down a home. Do you believe it? A careless word can break friendship. A careless word can even destroy a church. Do you believe that? But the kind word can rebuild what was broken. Hallelujah. In Genesis, there's a revelation there that I will share with you. God didn't build the world with his hands. He spoke it into being. Remember, scripture says, in the beginning was the word. So God was not physically building it. He was speaking it with his tongue. He spoke it into being. Let there be light. And there was light. You and I were made by his image. So if the spirit in God was able to create things by declaring it, then I want to tell you, there is power on your tongue. Amen.
Amen.
So our words also carry creative power. When you speak faith, you invite heaven to move. When you speak doubt, you strengthen fear. Your words are like seeds. You eat the fruit of whatever you plant. I once met a young man I counseled, and he told me, Pastor, I grew up hearing I'll never make it in life. I started believing it. But just one day, a good friend of mine took me to meet her teacher. The teacher looked at me, and just looking at me was smiling and said, there's greatness in you, young man. And those words changed his life. Friend, that's what happens when someone speaks life into another person. You may not have money to give, but your words are a ministry you are planting in someone's life. When you say to someone, I'm proud of you, that makes a difference. If you say to somebody, don't give up. I know it's hard, but don't give up. That is a positive statement. You look at someone and say, you matter. Who says you don't matter? You matter. Your voice matters. Please, just keep doing that. That is a game changer for that person. You are speaking life every day straight into that soul. And the Lord will bless you for that. Now, let's look on the flip side. Our tongues can be used so dangerously. Examples like gossip with people. Another example is just criticizing without grace. It destroys confidence. Using a self-defeating words like, I can't do it. I can't. I'm tired. I can't. I can't do it. I've never been successful in life. Nothing is good that I do. You become a prisoner with your own words when you keep those things. Run away and make sure you speak what James 3 verse 8 says. No human being can tame the tongue. That is why we need the Holy Spirit to help us to speak with grace and to speak with patience and we should speak with truth. So three things. The Holy Spirit comes into our lives and help us to speak with grace. It helps us to speak with patience. Then it helps us to speak with truth. Let's be practical here, friend. First and foremost, pause each time before you speak. Please, pause before you speak. Silence is often wiser than regret. Not true? Yes. Speak the word of God. Say what God says about you. Encourage someone every day. For one kind word can save someone's day. Pray out to activate your own faith. Bless others even when they hurt you. Speak life over yourself. I'm sure you're wondering, Pastor, well, how can we speak life over ourselves? This afternoon, I want you to declare this over your own life. I'm saying I want you to declare, not to listen. So use your tongue to declare. My home shall know peace. You are going to say to yourself, my home shall know peace. My children shall prosper. My body shall be healed. My mind shall be renewed. My church shall grow. My future shall shine. Because life and death are in the power of my tongue. Whatever you say today determines your tomorrow. I would like to close in this. When Jesus stood at Lazarus' tomb, he didn't mourn. He spoke and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And death obeyed his voice. That same authority God has given you and I to call life out of death situations. So Hilltop Church family, speak life over your marriage, over your children, over your finances, over your little gifts the Lord has given you. Because your words can either bury or resurrect your future. Shall we go before the Lord in prayer? Commit yourself into the hands of a living God for what you have heard this afternoon. Pray that this will be a game changer for you, that you love this God more than ever, that you allow God to lead you, to guide you, to control your tongue. Father, thank you so much for the gift of speech. Forgive us for every careless word we have spoken. And right now, teach us to speak about life, to speak about hope, and to speak about truth. Let our tongues become instruments of healing, not to harm or destroy people, but will bring peace, unity, and faith wherever we go. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone amongst us who has any special prayer requests? We thank God that God is still on the throne and he's ministering to all of us. As you go into this world this afternoon and the rest of the week, remember your tongue carries power. Use it to create, not to destroy. Use it to bless, not to curse. Say this each time you go anywhere today. I will speak life in the name of the Father and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.